Grace and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. During this Lenten season, we are going to be going through the Lord's Prayer, petition by petition, week by week, to look at what the Lord's Prayer means for us today. On Ash Wednesday, we focused on the introduction, Our Father who art in heaven. Today, we are moving on to the first petition, Hallowed be thy name. Let's turn to page 323 in the front of the hymnal and speak together the first petition and meaning for the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be thy name. What does this mean? God's name is certainly holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may be kept holy among us also. How is God's name kept holy? God's name is kept holy when the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we, as the children of God, also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. But anyone who teaches or lives contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. Hallowed be thy name. That's a lot of old language, but it's the way we've all learned to say the Lord's Prayer, so that's the way we always say it. However, I sometimes wonder if we don't take it for granted that everyone knows what the words, phrases, and acronyms that we use actually mean. Let me give you an example. If I were to say I need 50 cc's of hydrochloric acid, an OR, and a crash cart, stat, how many people outside of Jane and the other nurses in the room would have any idea what I just said? Or that I don't think hydrochloric acid is actually used in anything medical, is it? I'm getting a no, I am just talking. Or, on the other hand, if a lawyer starts talking about a writ of habeas corpus, I really wouldn't have any idea what they mean. So it can be with words like hallowed. So when we pray, hallowed be thy name in the Lord's Prayer, what are we saying? Simply put, hallowed means holy, or in some cases, hallows can be holy ones. For example, Halloween is a shortened form of All Hallows Eve, or the evening before All Hallows Day, All Saints Day. So hallows be meaning saints. So here in the Lord's Prayer, we are quite simply praying to God, let your name be holy. Well, that's easy enough to understand, but what does it really mean to let God's name be holy? And how do our words and actions stack up against that prayer? There are far too many things that can make God's name unholy in our lives, which can bring shame to God's name. Hiding our faith in the world, letting others not see that we are actually believers, that we have been changed and transformed by God's work in our lives, that profanes God's name. When we carelessly use or misuse God's name, as we talk about in the second commandment, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. When we misuse God's name, that brings shame to it. It makes it something profane, something small and insignificant rather than God. When we reject and avoid the worship of God, that also dishonors him. There were so many times over the history of the people of Israel that they brought shame to God's name, specifically by their worship of other gods. You'd have thought that Israel would have known better than to worship other gods. I mean, they'd seen everything that God did. All those mighty deeds that Moses did, he did in the name of God. He did in the presence of the people of Israel in Egypt and in the wilderness. And yet, the first chance they got, the Israelites abandoned God, profaned his name by their disobedience. That is what makes God's name unholy in us. Can a church fall into that same trap? Yes. Whether it is by disunity, whether it is by infighting, whether it is by abstaining from and avoiding the church's place in God's mission, any of these things can bring dishonor to God's name. In Luther's explanation, he specifically points out a lack of faithfulness in preaching contrary to God's word, or living in a way which is contrary to God's word, do not make God's name holy. It is terrible when anyone dishonors God's name, but we need to remember something very important here. God's name is holy no matter what. That is exactly what Luther says. God's name is certainly holy in itself. There is nothing we can do which makes God's name in and of itself anything less than God's holy name. Jesus came to reveal that name. Jesus came to show what God's name is, and nothing we do can change what his name already is. And so, what are we praying in this petition? We are praying that his name would be kept holy among us also. When we look at the effect that God's name can have on people's lives, it is staggering. When we look in the Gospels, the story of the tax collector Zacchaeus is a profound statement of the effect that God's word and God's name can have on a human life. Zacchaeus was a corrupt tax collector before he met Jesus. Actually, that's really not a surprise. In those days, the Roman system of taxation was essentially, the Romans have their limit that you have to pay $100 in taxes. But the tax collector could take anything he wanted, and whatever over and above that was his bonus. And so you might owe $100, he tells you you owe $300, he passes $100 up the line to Rome, and he keeps the other $200. Imagine if the IRS did that today. They probably wouldn't last very long. And so Zacchaeus is this corrupt tax collector, and yet when he met Jesus, it changed his life 180 degrees. He pledged to restore what he had taken wrongly, to be honest in the future. He pledged to give to the poor. He was a changed man all because of God's word, God's name. Our place with regard to God's holy name can also be found by looking at the Sermon on the Mount, specifically the section where Jesus talks about the light of the world. Now, in John, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The light is Jesus. The light comes from Jesus. And he brings us into that light. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. That light shone into our lives, that light being the Word of God. And it has a profound impact on us. In fact, he makes us to reflect that light to those around us. In Matthew 5, he says, "You are the light of the world." Not just him anymore, but you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Just as the moon does not create light in itself, but in fact reflects the light of the sun, so we also reflect the light of the Son of God in the world around us. That is what God's name does for us and in us and through us. The light shines in the darkness. When we do good works, that is, when we do things that will help our neighbors out of the goodness of our hearts, that is what brings honor to God's name. We make his name holy with our lives, with the way that we live. We show his holiness to those around us. When you shovel snow for an elderly neighbor, if we ever get snow, that makes God's name holy with your life. When you sit with someone who is in the middle of a difficult situation, that makes God's name holy with your life. When you forgive someone who has done something to wrong you, that makes God's name holy with your life. When you visit someone who is sick and bear one another's burdens, that also makes God's name holy with your life. And whenever the love of God spills out of you in your words and actions so that other people can see that there is something different about you because you belong to God, and when they glorify God because they see him reflected in you, that makes God's name holy in your life. When we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," it is nothing less than asking God to let his love shine through us and bring honor to him with those around us. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.